Hey, it's Brent Smith, and I'm here with Jason Troy today, and welcome to the Hot Seat of Success. Today, we're going to talk to three guys who have really embraced this whole idea of living, giving, and inspiring, and taking their lives to the next level, and really accepting that they are the hub in their life, and that they've created all these spokes that connect to the byproducts that everybody really wants to have in their life. And so I'm really excited to have these guys on the phone today. And Jason, why don't we get this thing started?
Yes, I'm really excited. It's just awesome to hear the success and next levels that, people are having with this. And so, we've got three people right here. And so the first question, and just kind of, state your name so everyone can kind of hear, who your name is and then kind of go through it. But the first question is, really talk about kind of what your life was before you came across the system here and the program and all of us, and also kind of how did that make you feel?
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start. My name is Aaron, and my life before I got in contact with Brent and Jason, I mean, I was a miserable kid. And I say kid in the fact that I thought like a child. I was extremely shy. I was socially anxious. I would stutter in front of both men and women. I couldn't even talk to men necessarily without being, getting anxious. And I made my whole life about finding the perfect woman and made my life about if I found the perfect woman, she would completely complete me. And I ended up finding what, by society standards and by my own, my socially programmed standards, in my mind, was a perfect woman. I mean, she was the valedictorian in high school. She was valedictorian in college. She played college sports. She was studying to be a doctor. I mean, but, by everything that, society told me I needed to have to be happy, I had that, and I was completely miserable. And that relationship ended. And I was at rock bottom, and luckily I found, Brent and Jason, and since then my life has never been the same.
Great. Hey, Aaron, we'll just probably go through you and then go to the other two guys. I think it's probably going to be easier so we don't confuse everyone who's listening on here, and Brent, feel free to chime in if you want to. Another question I had for you, Aaron, is, what were your limiting beliefs and attachments in the past? I mean, what things kind of did you have in your mind that you really learned to overcome?
I dealt with a lot of self-doubt and not believing in myself, not having any self-worth and thinking I was deserving for everything that I know that I'm deserving of now. That was one of the biggest things. And another issue I had was my purpose. I was lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do or how I would do it. And so I didn't have a purpose for my life. And so I was just meandering about, going from thing to thing and finding nothing that stuck.
Next thing I wanted to ask you was, talking about kind of giving to others and give to give and sort of what did it mean to you and, what does it mean to you now? Like, I think that concept's really important to talk about helping inspiring other people. So kind of, how do you think about that?
Well, when I first heard the concept, I loved it. I mean, it just felt good to think about it. And some of the issues I dealt with were I would give, but in the back, unconsciously, I would still be trying to get. And through, a lot of inner work and coaching, I'm able to break through that, and sometimes that stuff still comes up at on a higher level, but I can see the big picture now, and I'm able to let it go. But to me now, it's everything to me. It makes you feel so good when you can just help somebody without wanting anything in return. It's amazing.
You kind of see how people just They want to give back, even though that's not what it's about. But you see that it's the byproduct is that there's all these opportunities you have to receive, right?
Exactly.
Cool.
Hey, so maybe you can talk to us about, I know you've started to do some charity work and, you know, networking and, you know, just why don't you talk about that? Because I think one of the things is people always question, well, how do I implement Give to Give in my life? You know, was it really hard? Was it difficult? Can anyone do it? And maybe talk about, you know, how you went out there, because you don't really have that many people that you knew in your city, and you really now have created a bigger opportunity. So, you know, how'd you motivate yourself to get out there and do stuff, and was it hard, and how'd you go out there networking and kind of doing some of the things that you're doing right now? I think that would probably be of interest to people, because usually, you know, people say, well, you know, going out there and socializing is really hard, and how do you do it? And throwing a charity event is, you know, it's got to take tons of work, and I can spend tons of money on it.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess another challenge I had in terms of actually going out and meeting people, I had a limiting belief where I had to have this online persona, you know, basically my Facebook page. When I first started, I had less than 100 friends on Facebook, and, you know, I thought that, you know, if I'm going out meeting people, and you know, this sounds absolutely ridiculous, you know, they add me as a friend on Facebook, they would think that I'm a loser because I don't know anybody. And I think to this day, I still have less than 200 friends, yet I'm extremely connected. I know the connectors in my city. I don't add on Facebook, and I have, you know, and that it's not even an issue anymore. But going off of that, I did some coaching with Jason, and the first time that I went out, to a networking event. I asked the organizer if they needed any help, and I was made the social director. And that was the very first time that I went out. Since then, I'm now part of, you know, about 5 or 6 organizations. I helped the organization from another city who throws events, you know, like charity big events on a large scale, like 500 to 1,000 people. We threw an event this past weekend that absolutely rocked. You know, they've offered to pay me, and for me it wasn't even a big deal. I wouldn't accept it. And I guess one of the opportunities I'm most excited about, excuse me, is this charity that supports other charities. And one of the main things that we're actually doing is there's an impoverished part of our city that is very historic, but has just over the years just got left behind. And one of the big things is that we're working with our own city, but we're going to have a huge part in bringing back this area and reviving it through a number of charitable functions. And it's really exciting. If you would ask me even 3 months ago, if I would be doing what I'm doing, I wouldn't have believed it. So it's a dream for me.
It's awesome.
A really
great deal.
Yeah. So in 3 months, you've pretty much gone from someone who really know people, and now you're actually leading these organizations and a part of it. And ask a question, like, was this hard for you to do? Did it cost you a lot of money? Are you spending, like, you know, 40 or 50 hours a week doing this? Because that's just a question that comes up and that I think people, you know, would want to know.
Not at all. And I guess I'll throw this in there, too. When I first started with Jason, I was having some physical issues, and I had to get surgery. So I think the point where I first went out, that was in between the point I had my surgery, was about a month and a half. So I only had a month and a half of going out about 2 times a week. And then I was sidelined for another month and a half where I didn't go out at all because I couldn't get around on my knee. And it's only been about another month that I've been going out again, and I still, you know, the groundwork that I laid along with what I've been doing, it's extremely easy. When you're out there giving, nobody else does it, and people just love it, and they can't get enough of it. So
that's awesome, man. So you guys out there do not have any excuses, right? There's always a way to take it to the next level when you're about giving and you have an open mind and you are committed to gathering evidence consistently for why it is possible as opposed to why it isn't.
Yes.
That's one of the mark of a lot of ultra-successful people, and a lot of ultra-successful people that come from some very painful beginnings, or people who you wouldn't think would be able to be successful because of where they come from or where they're at or their personal situation. But boy, it's all about just being open to the possibility. That's great. Awesome.
Yeah. Can you also talk about how going out and meeting people and doing stuff has helped with your inner work? Because the question that a lot of people get stuck on is they're like, well, I need to sit in my couch and I need to read 5 more books, or I need to master all this inner work before I ever go out. And I think that's something that would really help people in general to realize that doing your outer work helps get rid of a lot of.
I completely agree. I mean, you learn by trial and error. I mean, I've heard you say this before, Jason. You test your inner work by your outer work. You have to do both. I think that's extremely important, and that was one of the reasons why I had to come to you for some specific phone coaching, because I knew you would hold me accountable, and it was, for me, that was something I had to do to be able to do the outer work, was that accountability, which I think is huge, whether you can give it to yourself or you can use someone else to help you with that. But yeah, it goes, the inner work and outer work go hand in hand, no question.
Great. I mean, Brent, do you have any other questions?
I think that's awesome. I think, you know, obviously why we're having, these guys on here is to really just, help all of you out there with the things that you encounter in your path. And so that, we can help make this information more digestible. We can help you push through your natural resistance to stuff that you have, right? Because we want to help you dissolve that. And it just really helps to hear that you're not the only one that has that resistance and has that issue and has those thoughts and has to change their thinking, and that it's very powerful to hear someone who's doing it and done it. And so I think that was great. I think that's your personal story, and thanks for sharing it. It's awesome.
Aaron, I got one more question for you. Can you talk about the relationships in your life and how being on this path has really affected them? Because I think that's another big question that comes up. Well, is how is this really affecting every relationship? Because some people in the past, come to us for looking around for a specific area, maybe dating, relationships, or something like that. But talk about how this has really impacted your entire life.
It's impacted my entire life more than I could ever believe. I've affected my own personal family, the people that are close to me. I had a random person, a random girl, tell me how indifferent I was, and I didn't say a single word to her. I was just out hanging out with some friends. It was pretty awesome. So people can feel that just by who you are. And, from a dating and relationship perspective, that's not even an issue anymore. I'm so committed to doing bigger things that's not even on my radar. So that part of my life is handled. I guess the biggest thing for me is also the mental clarity and the purpose, when you can put away or you don't have to think about all this very small thinking, about, women, money, how are you going to get something, instead of focusing on like your true purpose, on giving. And that's just all byproduct, and it's not even on my radar anymore. So.
Yeah, I think one of the things to mention there is, for all of you listening, is how you're kind of addicted to getting? Well, you'll become addicted to giving, and that's a good thing. So you will draw your inspiration from giving, and you will have an internal compass, just like you do now, that kind of tells you, like, if you're attached to getting or trying to get, and what it will mean if you don't get, that feeling you have in your stomach, like, that'll happen when you're not giving. So you will switch it around, and you know that'll be your kind of internal, you know, thermometer, if you will, for how much giving things you're doing, because everything will just start happening for you. Obviously, everything will be a byproduct of this giving and inspiring, and you will then your purpose will. It's just really exciting, is my bottom line, is what I'm trying to say. So this isn't something that is going to be tough to do or difficult or agonizing. You know, the really most difficult part for most people is changing their mind. So that'll be the most difficult thing you do, probably. Other than that, the rest is simple, and you will have a new purpose. And once you do have this new purpose, you'll love it. It's that thing that inspires you every day to inspire other people, and you will draw your energy from that. And it's really something.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what Aaron said, and I know his issues are things that he's gone through a lot. I mean, and he's radically changed the relationship with his family. I mean, in like literally within a couple months, which I would say most people never have, really have just come to deeper relationships with everyone else. He's able to go out there now and really instantly be vulnerable with people and let his true self shine through, so people see him as a window pane instead of putting up walls. So he's making relationships that people take years, he does in minutes, because he is vulnerable and lets himself go because he's always giving, helping, and inspiring. And I've talked to him and seeing the amount of friends and the new people are coming to his life as quickly as they are, and that's the opportunity here. You can create great relationships with people in an extreme short a period of time, and it's a limiting belief to think that you need to spend years or 6 months or 12 months or whatever it is to create best friends in your life, to create any kind of relationship. That's just a total misnomer. So I think that's another huge opportunity here as we're going through here. And next, we can go up on Mr. Michael Thomas. Welcome.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, Jason? What's up, Brian? What's up, guys?
Hey, so we want to talk to you as, you know, the mayor in your city.
You are the mayor.
You are the mayor. Yes, this is great. Michael is a wonderful, wonderful story to share, as all of these three guys have to share. But, you know, maybe, again, you can tell us, start off just, you know, where Aaron did, about kind of what your life was before you came across this. You know, kind of how you were feeling, kind of your emotional state was, because a lot of people also, you know, have questions on kind of the mental aspect, but also emotionally, kind of where you were at that point in time in life.
Oh, sure. So kind of, you know, had a similar story to Aaron in terms of, you know, not really having a purpose in terms of what I was doing as far as from a social standpoint. You know, I was going out maybe once or twice a month, but my focus was a lot on getting, right, getting women, getting phone numbers, getting attention, et cetera. And it, after a while, it just really got old, you know, and I was at a point where I was like, you know, I felt like there had to be something more than what I was currently doing. So for about a good month, month and a half, I just really, you know, was in my room thinking to myself, what else is out there? What else can I be doing besides just going out and just attempting to get women or get phone numbers? So at that point, I came across, you know, Brent Stuff, started connecting with him and you, Jason, and getting some phone coaching. And from that point, everything just really started to turn around. You know, my life had a purpose, which, you know, obviously, you know, the theme of this is giving. And through that, again, everything just started to turn around. And I had a lot more mental clarity, because when you're giving, there's an infinite amount of that. You can continue to give for the rest of your life. So there isn't anything else that you need to do outside of that instead of just give, and then everything will manifest itself from there.
So what were kind of your limiting beliefs and attachments in the past? I mean, what did you kind of believe things to be, and kind of what were you attached, you know, prior to all this?
Well, I definitely wanted a certain type of lifestyle, a lifestyle that we all talk about where, you know, you're having champagne parties at 6 a.m. and you have women all over you and you have money and things like that. I thought I had to acquire the money or to have a certain car or have a certain type of house, you know, to be able to display, to have that kind of lifestyle, when in actuality, you don't need any of that. All of that can be presented to you just by being the spirit or just by giving. And that really was the key for me, knowing that all it takes is you and you believing that you can have anything that you really want, then everything else will be presented to you.
Powerful.
So,
yeah.
Yep. It's great. So maybe talk again about what does give to give mean, and what does it really mean to you? Kind of, and then also kind of how have you implemented it in your life? Maybe talk about it. Was it hard? I mean, just so people can kind of relate to that, because I think it's a really key thing.
Sure. Well, I'll give a kind of a small example and a larger example. So just the other day, I was walking back to my apartment. I actually had to – I was running for a meeting. I had to take care of some stuff for some business. And I was actually running late, but I saw that somebody in my apartment complex was moving in. It was a guy, and it was his mother and his sister, and they were having some trouble getting the couch into the apartment. Now, even though I was running late and I had some other things that I had to do, I just, immediately asked them, hey, do you want some help? And, of course, they said, absolutely. We definitely need some help, because they've been struggling for at least 15 to 20 minutes getting the couch in. So, took time out of my day to, obviously had other stuff that was going on, helped them get the couch in. And, they even offered me, some food, some drinks, just to, for helping them out. And I said, you know what, my reward was in helping you out. So that was, just a small example of giving to give. I had no, mm-hmm. I had no intention of getting anything from that. But it was the fact that I was able to do that for them, that was the ultimate feeling for me, as a small example. A bigger example of that would be, I had a big charity event last month, and I connected with one of the major organizations here in my city. And one of the representatives was coming to the event to, take the donation that I had. So before I did anything or said anything else, as soon as that person came in, the first thing I did, I said, hey, hello, welcome, to the event, have a drink. Here's a donation for your organization, outside of anything else. So that was the first thing I did within 5 minutes of the event happening. And this person just completely lit up because, for them, their experience in the past was it was always, like pulling teeth or a struggle for them to get, whatever the donation was from the people who were putting on the events. And then I turned around and just gave it to them.
Hmm. Yeah, doing the right thing, man. Doing the different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to be. I mean, and again, it's something also, small or big, the feeling is the same. It's the same thing, and you have to start, and that can be, that can be thought of two different ways. In other words, you may think you don't have a lot to give, but you can give in small ways. That's one way to think about it and reframe it. Also, if you think that you want to give big in a big way, giving is giving. So, you can give of your time, and it doesn't always have to be money. You can give someone some help or whatever. So, and the bigger things are just as easy. Sometimes it's just a couple more phone calls and a nice gesture, and, you can be on whatever level you want to be on.
Yep. Hey, maybe you can ask, another thing, talk about kind of outer work helping your inner work and back and forth. I think that's also something that some, guys are always asking about. Again, it's like the same thing. I mean, do I need to do all this inner work before I go out? And, I need to be really prepared and get myself programmed. And if I don't feel doing enough of that, then I shouldn't leave my house. And maybe you can answer for that, because some people are really struggling around that. Michael, are you there?
He might have got cut off.
Okay. Well, sounds like
he is. Can you guys?
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yep,
okay.
There you are.
Sorry about that.
Did you hear my question? It was just on your outer work, kind of, helping your inner work and going, vice versa. Because some people are very fixated on, like, I've got to do all this inner work, and unless I, get all this done, then I can't leave my house and go out. And we've been talking to people, like, your outer work is really a balance, and it really, helps you realize where your inner work is going. And so maybe you kind of address that and kind of talk about that.
Sure. So you can't have one without the other. No matter how much inner work you do, it has to be coupled with the outer work, because you have to get feedback to know what you're manifesting from your inner work. So if you're just in your house doing your story and you're not getting any feedback, you're not having any social interactions, you don't know what's working and what's not working, what you need to tweak. because I know for myself, you know, my story has, you know, changed radically from when I started, because one, things have, you know, happened differently in my life. And two, I know, okay, I need to focus more on this based on what I've been receiving, what kind of feedback I've been having from others. So that it has to, they're a couple. They have to be together. It has to be done in conjunction with everything else so that you know what you're doing, so you can get that mental clarity, so you can understand what is my purpose? What do I really want?
Yep. We could talk about relationships, because I think, again, that's another one that people talk about, and really talk about how this affected, you know, all the various relationships you have with people in your life.
Yeah, it's my relationships have definitely gotten a lot better. My friendships with my family, I mean, just everything. And again, going back to having purpose and clarity, having that within yourself and understanding who you really are, and being not being judgmental, being inspiring, being giving, and accepting people for who they are, they can receive you a lot better. And that relationship could, you know, go, you know, as long as you want, because the foundation of whatever relationship that you have is I'm who I am as a person, you are who you are as a person, and then we're sharing that time together in whatever way that you're sharing it. But that foundation, having that clarity, having that purpose within yourself, allows you to you know, share other people and what their purposes is, share that relationship, and you're not passing any judgment on what they're doing because you're giving and you're inspiring.
So another last question for you. So what was the turning point for you to kind of pull this together and figure this out? Was there a specific moment you had, a specific insight? Was there a distinction? Kind of were there a couple of multiple things? Because some people just want to know, like, you know, what was it that finally broke through for you, you know, kind of helped you break through?
Yeah, I think the major breakthrough, the major distinction for me was when I had to put together my first event that I was hosting. You know, I was going out and I was, you know, being the mayor as far as, you know, just socially interacting with people. But until I put my own event together, I didn't figure out what connections had to be made mentally and as far as with my outer work, how to, you know, effectively host, how to make sure people are having a good time, working the room when it's your own event, because it's on you. You know, you can do all that stuff as far as being the mayor when it's somebody else's event, but when it's on you, the whole spotlight is on you. So you have to either put up or shut up at that point. Mm-hmm. So that was really the turning point for me.
Yes. And I think it's a great thing. I mean, I think we always say that doing an event is one of the greatest ways to change your entire life, and especially when you incorporate a charity inside of that and give to give, and it really teaches you, you know, how to give to others, how to introduce people together. I mean, it really forces you to be accountable and responsible. And sometimes for many people, it's the first time in their life that they've ever had to do that. And it's a great way to really move extremely quickly in all areas of your life. It's not just about throwing the event. It incorporates every area. So it's awesome. What do you have to say about that, Brent?
Well, it really shows – It proves to you how most people are followers and they're waiting for you to lead them, which is what we've been telling you, is that, you know, if you're just going to wait around, you'll be waiting around your whole life. You know, people need help. They need help being it, going to the next level, because they've got a lot of issues and they've got a lot of, you know, a lot of information coming their way that isn't necessarily the best thing for them. And so, being that you're aware and you have access to this next level information, share it with them. Share the possibility of helping them escape from their life or giving or organizing something. So what my point is what you'll realize is how scary it's not once you do it, because you'll realize that everybody wants you to do it. Right? They're not like, you know, micromanaging you and judging you. They're like, oh, finally, someone is taking the lead and doing this. Awesome. You know, how can we help? And if you have that inspiring vibe and you truly are there to give rather than to receive, you will also realize how easy it is to enroll others in your vision. And they will want to help, just kind of like when – you know, Michael is saying that he ran over and helped that person with the couch. People will run over and help you. you know, and not want anything in return either. They'll just say, look, I just want to help. You seem like you've got it going on and you've got a great vibe. And, you know, how can I be part of it? And, you know, it's that vibe that we talk about all the time, is that when you've got your life together and you've got your act together and you're being whatever, who everybody else wishes they were, then they want some of it. They want to be around it. They don't meet people like that. It's a rare occurrence. So you are much more powerful than you even realize right now. And the fastest way to prove that is to take some responsibility, because that will prove it to you immediately that you are absolutely powerful, and not powerful in a way where you can get something by being powerful, but powerful in a way that you have the ability to inspire and help. And that is true power.
And, you know, the great lesson to learn too is that, you know, talking with Michael about this is the fact that now doing these things, any huge problem, challenge, or issue that most people would debilitate them and knock them down on their knees or completely depress them, now he's reframed into seeing it as a possibility, and there's always another way. And now it's actually true freedom, because now he's able to think completely outside of the box, his initial thoughts completely outside of the box. And so now it's not compartmentalized anymore. It's not about just one area. It's anything that comes along in his life, and it's also anyone that comes along in anyone else's life that he's a part of, because now he inspires them by just being and just enrolling them and doing stuff and, like, inviting people out. I talked to him, inviting all these people out to events, taking them out of their boring lives or their constricted lives and showing them there's another way that you can invite people out, that you can – you know, just always be giving when you go out, and having other people spread the word in every person you touch. And again, we all touch, you know, tens of thousands of people every year in every little thing that we do. And that's just a huge opportunity. And he's just done a fantastic job in an extremely short period of time of just really kind of rocketing his life up to, like, many levels above where it is right now. And we're all excited to see kind of moving forward where it's all going to take him.
Very exciting. Very exciting, Michael. You know, for all of you out there listening, you know, you're not doing any good sitting on your couch feeling sorry for yourself. It's actually very selfish. When you realize that it's very selfish and that you should be out helping people, it becomes much easier. And once you push through all of your fear and you actually go out there and you help people, you start to truly see what your purpose is. It just becomes clear. And it's very, and all of you can do it. All of you have the possibility, the moment that you will let go of that victimhood. And you know, as I say a lot, is why are you hiding? Why are you pretending that you're powerless when you're actually powerful and you have a ton to give? So what's your excuse? Why aren't you out giving? Right? You've got a lot. You've got a lot, and people are waiting. Why are you making them wait? They're waiting. So get out there and help and inspire some people, and that's the boy, man. That's a fast way out of your depression if you've got it.
Yes, you can go on with people with anxiety, depression, but this is a fantastic way to change your whole mental perspective, and help you really just really reprogram kind of the way that you're thinking about the world by going away this process. So. Well, thanks, Michael. We appreciate all that. And next up is Ro. And Ro, welcome to the program. Ro's a rock star, and he is, you know, just pretty much just taken all this information and just ran with it to, like, 50 levels above where he first got it. And so we're glad you're here.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, maybe Ro, I think like everyone else, we could talk about your life before kind of you met us and went through all this, and really kind of how you were feeling inside about all that, and kind of just, you know, share your initial story.
Well, it's that classic feeling of you're stuck. You see everything on Facebook, people having fun, but you wish you could, but you feel like you don't know how. You want to go out and socialize, but you're afraid to step out that door for some reason. You don't know why. And that just makes you more angry and more depressed. And it's like this self-sabotaging cycle. And that was pretty much me to the max every day until I came out and found Brent. It was pretty debilitating. I mean, I could have a pretty cool relationship with my close friends, but that's because I knew them for years and years, and you know, it doesn't feel like work. You feel like when you try to go out, when you're stuck, you feel like you need to have something that you don't have, some sort of belief or looks or something, and that just really traps you. So when I found Brent, I mean, everything changed the day I went out to the coaching. It was just like this complete 180. I could feel it in my mind, just cloud lifted pretty much. I mean, I could think clear. I could finally feel what it felt like to let go. And it's like, it's the knots in your mind and the knots like in the back of your neck and all that. It just feels like it's all loosening up, and I could absorb the information I was getting from the coaching weekend more clearly. I could see the interactions, and I could for the first time in a long, long time, I could enjoy. And it was a very radical feeling to remember what it felt like to enjoy things again.
So what were kind of your limiting beliefs and attachments, you know, before you kind of came in? Kind of maybe you can go through what those were in your own head.
Man, what wasn't a limiting belief? I mean, I had you go through, like, when you're feeling like that, you have all these fantasies and all these, I wish I could do, I wish I looked better, I wish I was taller, I wish I could say whatever magic word could get women to come to me and do whatever. Like, I thought there had to be something that was external to me that I needed to have to get just even one step further. And it's like all those small little limiting beliefs, they all add up, especially when you don't let it all go, and it just makes everything worse. So you're pretty much, like I said before, it's self-sabotaging. You think you don't have, when really it's already inside of you. And when I finally realized that, I mean, like I said before, it's so liberating.
It's awesome. So yeah. Talking about, like, give to give and what it means to you, and I think that's, you know, and kind of how you've implemented, because, again, that's, I think, you know, a question that always seems to come up.
Oh, man. I remember when I first started to try giving to give, like Aaron said before, you're like, wow, that's a really cool idea. And you're going around like, all right, let me help you with this, let me help you with that. But in the back of your mind, you've got that little voice that's like, all right, you keep doing this, you're going to get something pretty awesome. Just like Brent says in all his videos, you're going to get something. What am I going to get? So you just start going out and doing things for like this small ulterior motive of getting something. And once I realized that fully, I kind of embraced what actually happened when I was giving. You can see people light up, smile, enjoy the night, the day, or wherever you're at better. People are genuinely happy for that moment you're in their life. And when you can accept that as giving to give, it's another very liberating feeling. You don't have that need to get, I guess, because you already have everything. Now you're just sharing your happiness with someone else. And like the other guy said before, I mean, just seeing how happy they are, it's a reward in itself. So, I mean, there have been so many examples. I mean, now I don't even think about it. I just do it. Let's see.
Yeah, when you're no longer attached to getting, it's kind of like a burden has been lifted.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
You're much more relaxed. And then people start giving you stuff, which is the ironic thing, right, that we say, you know, that it puts you in a position to have the option of receiving if you choose to receive, because all those things that you were formerly worried about not getting are being offered to you 24/7.
And what's more powerful than being in the position of allowing to receive it or not? You know,
that's true, because true power is not always saying yes. It's having the power to say no.
Exactly.
Right. People always think power is, oh, yeah, I would have it all, man. If I could get it all, I would have it all. Right. I would take it all. But true power isn't that. True power is having choice, having an option, because you operate in abundance and you're carefree about it. So that people who are carefree and operate in abundance, well, their life is abundant. So they don't have to always accept. They don't have to always take, right? For fear of, when am I going to get it again? I got to take it. Got to take it right now. That's what everyone thinks. Got to take it. Take what's mine before someone else gets it, because there's only a limited supply of it. And when you, I know it sounds ridiculous, kind of like, you know, I guess at our level when we reminisce about it, but that's where a lot of guys live. That's where a lot of people live. They live in that world. And so when you release that, it is really, really incredible. And people know that you've released it because they're attached to it too. That's, you know, one of the reasons it's so powerful, because they realize someone else who's attached. They also realize someone who's not attached, because it's so rare. But they need someone who's unattached and carefree.
Yes, exactly. That actually reminds me of an example. I actually posted about this in the forum about it. It has to do with the business aspect, but I have gotten to the point in my business where I now just help people that are newer or need a winning campaign to, you know, make some profit here or there, and I just don't think about it. And they're like, wow, that is amazing, or why are you telling me this? I'm like, oh, you wanted some help, so there you go. I mean, now take this, take the mindset, take the idea, and then start tweaking it, and you really need to build your repertoire, but it starts in the mind. And once they started seeing that, you know, a month or so later, you know, they come back to me saying, dude, once we had that talk, everything changed. So I just got to thank you. And they were trying to give me all these other, you know, they were just trying to give to me. And I'm like, you know what, man, it's all right. I helped you, and that's all I need. And so there was the one example was, I was giving a few campaigns out to a buddy of mine, and out of nowhere, he just offered me a service of his, which he charges an entrance fee of $40,000. And then on top of that, there's a 50-50 rev share. So for the lifetime of the service, I mean, he's making a good deal of money. And he's like, here, yeah, I'll just set you up with it real quick. I mean, I actually didn't even have a chance to say I'm fine. Give it to someone else. He just pretty much gave it to me. I'm like, you know what? I'll take that. I mean, I have the option to.
Yeah, and it's okay to receive. Yeah. It is okay to receive. Exactly. We're not saying not to receive. We're just saying that, you know, it's you see, you have the option, and most people don't feel they do. But when you embrace what we're talking about and you are on this level, you have the option to say no, to turn someone down. And people will offer you all kinds of stuff, business, everything, right? So, and you will have the option to turn it down. And then once in a while, you will also decide to choose to receive it. And that's okay, too. Something wrong with receiving.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's really tremendous. And I think that that's a, you know, for anyone listening, you know, that should be an aha moment for you. You should be really excited about that, because you can then let go of all that scarcity and let go of all that attachment, and realize that you will have the option to say no. I know that for a lot of you, it's just not in your reality right now, but that's the problem. And that's also the opportunity, is that, you know, when we're helping you have it in your reality. And what we're telling you here, and what these guys are telling you here today, is that if they can do it and they can have it in their reality and they can be it, so can you. So can you. And that's really, you know, one of the points of this call and this program is to, you know, kind of continue to build that evidence for why you can have this life as well. So you can push through your resistance and your own personal issues with it and realize that if you just, you know, embrace it full on, that you won't have to feel sorry for yourself anymore, and you won't have to sit in your house, and you won't have to think that everyone's better than you and everyone's judging you, because they're not. You're not.
Hey, Brent, maybe you want to address the fact that, I mean, we have three men in here, but it's applicable just for women as well. I mean, all this stuff is.
Yeah, we just happen to be speaking to men because we are kind of moving the direction of the business to all people, men and women. But this is, yeah, this is applicable to anyone. And, you know, and it's applicable to relationships of every kind, not just with the opposite sex, but of every kind, family and friendships and coworkers and so on, and your relationship with money and your relationship with career and social life and your relationship with you know, your childhood or whatever. It's all so men, it's for men and women, because the whole idea is if we can continue this and bring everyone together, you know, really, it'll just be a better place. The world will be a better place because so many of the vehicles out there are meant to separate us and keep us as adversaries, and really just adversaries of other people, not only just men and women, it's just people in general. And so, you know, if you embrace this give to give thing, you know, all those games that you don't like that people play, they're just non-existent anymore. Because it's that's all a byproduct of living in the matrix and wanting to get and living in that kind of small existence and that mind prison that we talk about in a very low level. You know, that doesn't, those are only concepts that are alive within that context. Outside of that, they don't exist. If something else exists, abundance, carefreeness, freedom, giving, inspiring, and it's just very, very exciting. So whether you're a man or a woman listening to this, it's all applicable.
You know what's crazy?
Why don't you talk about the turning point? Why don't you talk about the turning point in your life and how you kind of figured this all out? Was there a specific moment, a specific insight, you know, a distinction that you saw that kind of put this all together and kind of helped you break through? Because, again, we get that question a lot. And I think it's important to kind of share with people kind of, you know, how you kind of, you know, what kind of put that light bulb in your head that went off.
There were a few very specific moments that I felt brought me up another tier each time I reached it. The first time, like I said, was when I first met Brent, and I also met one of the other coaches, Steve, and he took me aside at one point and he's like, I see you thinking, man. What are you thinking about? And I just kept, you know, I said something, and he's like, just stop. Just relax and let go. Let your mind truly be blank. Let go and see how you feel then. So I took a few seconds. I just kind of calmed down and closed my eyes for a second. I took a deep breath, and then I actually tried letting go and not thinking for the first time, I guess, in ever. And at that moment, I felt like this huge weight just off my shoulders. I physically felt it, even though it wasn't there. And then I smiled, and he's like, there you go. Now let's get back out there. And that was a huge moment for me. I mean, I did watch a lot during that weekend, but then I was able to come out of my shell for a bit. And right after the end of that weekend, I was able to bring that to pretty much every social interaction I had. I mean, it took some time and it took some inner work to go out more and more, but I didn't have that stuck feeling. Like, instead of going out, you sit inside, you get a blanket, you watch Netflix, and you just feel bad about yourself just because you didn't go out. I mean, now I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let me go out. Let me experience something for once. So that was one of the big things. The most recent one was actually the first time I went out, came here to Dallas for the weekend, and I wanted to truly see what it was like to be the mayor of a city. And once I was able to see that and visualize it, like, that was huge for me, because it was like, why did I think I couldn't do this before? I actually felt like I dropped a whole bunch of my limiting beliefs. Like, I can do this. I don't know why I was waiting. This is amazing, and I'm going to do it right now. Like, when I'm done with this weekend, I'm just going to do it. And so it really, really helped with my inner work and my story after that. I was able to visualize, and I mean, I've posted a lot about it on the forum. I did like a month of just trying to recap my nights, and it really helped push me forward seeing what I could do already if I just let myself do it. So those are my two biggest moments, I'd like to say.
Yep. So what about relationships? I mean, how has this really helped you? I mean, you know, I think in every relationship in your life, and kind of maybe talk about that, because some people are really just fixated on sort of dating and, you know, and that aspect of it. But, you know, this is obviously much bigger than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even think about dating or anything like that. It's, to me, when I was dating before, I always would end up asking myself, is this it? I mean, we do the same things over and over again. It's not that fun. Why am I supposed to like this? Like, I would question myself. And I did it just because I thought I was supposed to and everyone else did it, but it didn't seem fulfilling. And then, I mean, looking at it now, it's just like, when I can help enrich so many other people's lives, I mean, I don't want to limit myself or take away from that the potential of an interaction with someone else because I'm stuck dating. Like, I don't want to say stuck dating, but I might not be in a situation where I could help inspire. And I feel having the chance to go out and give whenever possible is a lot more powerful than, I guess, dating and anything like that. But also for my relationships with friends have gotten a lot stronger. As soon as I started going out, I made friends almost instantly because of all the inner work I did and going out and seeing you and Brent and everyone talk and socialize. I was able to make friends very quickly and was able to get connected to other people very quickly. And that also helped me see that I didn't have to go out to the same places very often because I made such a powerful impact the few times I saw them that they were so excited to see me the next time around. It made the relationship stronger. We were able to laugh more. And every time after that you see that person, you know, it just gets friendlier, more fun. I mean, you just don't stop enjoying. That's the biggest thing, I think, with the evolution of my relationships. You just don't stop enjoying. Something new is always popping up, new story. You get to meet new people. I mean, I don't remember what it's like now to just not enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so, you're just liberated, and you get to enjoy everything.
Yep. Everyone listening, listen to that. Feel the excitement on the phone. Feel people that are excited and passionate about their lives. And before, they were telling you that they felt dead inside, and now they feel alive, and they see unlimited possibilities. Their life is completely unlimited. There are no borders. There are no walls. There is nothing that can stop them but themselves, and they have crossed that turning point. And I mean, I think that's amazing. I mean, it's exciting to hear people that excited about their life and about going forward on it. And, you know, one last question I want to ask you all, you know, if you had any advice to give people right now, you know, what would it be? And maybe, Ro, you start, and then we can go to Aaron and Michael to finish up.
The biggest piece of advice I could give, and it's something we talk about a lot, is the inner work. And I think that truly, I guess, see the potential and what inner work could do. You got to, I mean, find somewhere quiet where you can close your eyes, and then all of a sudden just like, if there's a mirror in front of you, it would be even better. But just like, I remember when I did it for the first time and really felt the power, was just like I sprung up and was like yelling at the mirror, just like, dude, you're so amazing. Just kept saying stuff like that. And for that, I don't know, 2 to 5 minutes, I was just sitting there yelling to myself. I just felt invincible. And then I started doing that more and more often until I made it a daily routine to where you feel that amazing all the time. And if you want to even kick it up another notch, say before you go out, just take 30 seconds and then just do that in your head real quick. Nothing can stop you after that. I mean, and then people feel it. They feel that energy just emanating out of you. Nothing can stop you. You're just going to have an amazing time wherever you go. So that's the biggest piece of advice I can give. You got to feel what it feels like to do the inner work.
Yep. Nonverbal communication is most of communication. People yep. know you before you even come in contact with them. They can sense you before you walk in the door. That happens all the time and all the time. And so that is what it's about, feeling excited about your life. They can tell when you're going to take from them before you even try to take, and their defenses immediately come up. But when you start to give, their defenses don't come down. And again, when you live in like this, you take people's walls and you put up a window pane, and that creates whole other level of relationships, interactions, opportunities, possibilities without all the work, effort, money, problems, drama, challenges that everyone else has to go through. Life is just easy, and it can be simple. And if you don't think life can be simple, then that's your limiting belief and that's your story, because you've seen three people on here that can totally are living it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, my one piece of advice and something that's helped me tremendously is, you know, taking a deep breath and thinking how grateful I am for everything that I have, and realizing your own mortality, because, you know, the only moment you have is this moment right now, and nothing is guaranteed. So what are you going to do with your life? What legacy are you going to live? How are you going to have an impact on the people's lives around you? And taking a step back to realize that, and to be thankful for what you have, and thankful for that you're listening to this right now, and the opportunity you have to impact other people's lives. To me, there's no greater motivation than that. So,
great.
That's powerful. That's a powerful place to be. Michael?
I think the biggest thing for me is something that you guys talk about a lot are two words: how's everything? You know, especially for those people who think they don't have anything to give, you just give good vibrations to people. Just give them good energy just by asking them how's everything, because there's so many people that are walking around with just their heads down, not feeling good about what's going on in their life. And all it takes for some people is just for somebody else to ask them how's everything, just so they can get it off of their chest, just so they can release all that attachment that they have. And, you know, all that takes, what, 2 seconds to ask someone? Just walk around, ask people everywhere you go, how's everything, and you'd be amazed at what happens.
Powerful and simple.
Yes. I love it. Brent, do you have anything that you want to say in conclusion for all this?
I think it's been said. I think you guys did a great job of saying it all and inspiring everyone listening. So I want to thank you for giving back, because that's what it's about, and being the inspirators that you are, and accepting and embracing this next level of your lives and taking responsibility and spreading the word, spreading the inspiration. It's very exciting. We're in very exciting times right now. So I want to thank all of you for that.
Yes. Great. That's all I have. Questions.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed the hot seat of success, and there'll be more coming. But we just wanted to kind of dip our toe in the water here and give you some insights from some guys who are living it right now. And you can live it right now if that's your belief. So live it. All right, everyone, we will talk to you later.